British Columbians may get the opportunity to save between $40 and $240 on their BC Hydro bill annually, starting next year, should the BC Utilities Commission approve a new rate plan based on the time of day in which electricity is consumed. The proposed time of use, TOU, rate, driven by an expected increased demand from electric vehicles, will allow BC Hydro consumers to alter their home energy consumption patterns to take advantage of rate cuts during the night. Conversely, they'll pay more during peak hours. Consumers, who represent 95% of the province's population, will be given the option starting as early as April 1, 2024, should the energy provider's application to the Commission proceed on time. The Commission is expected to hold a hearing after a procedural conference on August 18, and those wishing to act as an intervener have a registration deadline of May 26. BC Hydro is already informing customers of its proposal in its most recent bills. Optional residential time of use rate proposes savings and surcharge. As TOU is proposed, BC Hydro will cut its energy charge by 5 cents per kilowatt hour between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Conversely, it will add a 5 cent per kilowatt hour charge for electricity consumed between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. The regular rates will apply during the other times, late evening and much of the day. As it stands, BC Hydro charges 9.59 cents per kilowatt-hour for the first 1,350 kilowatt-hours over a two-month billing period and 14.22 cents per kilowatt-hour after that, plus a 21.1 cents charge per day. The Commission has approved these regular rates to increase 2.18% next year. The average monthly consumption of all residential customers in 2022 was 830 kilowatt-hours, which is about 10,000 kilowatt-hours a year, with an average monthly bill of about $100. Based on the assumption that participating consumers reduce their electricity use in peak periods by 5% and half of this use is shifted to the off-peak period, an average single-family electrically heated home could save about $40. But, the expected savings jump to as much as $240 if an electric vehicle owner charges at night, according to BC Hydro. According to BC Hydro's report to the Commission, savings for a busy household could be greater with more vigilance. Simply shifting the daily use of a dishwasher from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. will save about $25 annually, and doing the same with just two loads of laundry will save another $25. Based on public consultation, about 7 in 10 British Columbians say they can run their washing appliances during off-peak hours. BC Hydro says there is strong support for these new rates, as 77% of public survey respondents expressed positive alignment, while 15% indicated little or no support. Why is BC Hydro proposing TOU rates? The key impetus for TOU rates is the growing demand for electricity from electric vehicles, according to BC Hydro. The Crown Corporation's all-time total domestic system peak consumption was 10,577 megawatts on January 14, 2020. In 2024, BC Hydro forecasts the peak demand for unconstrained electric vehicle charging to be 188 megawatts. Based on public policy measures to increase electric vehicle sales, BC Hydro predicts this consumption will jump to 2,196 megawatts in 2040. BC Hydro's report to the Commission states it expects the TOU rate to achieve approximately 135 megawatts of capacity savings by fiscal 2030 at the customer meter level, when electric vehicles are forecast to be using 677 megawatts at peak demand. BC Hydro spokesperson Susie Reeder says BC Hydro needs to manage consumption to ease the electrical loads during these peak hours. Reeder explained that electrical infrastructure is like a water pipe. The more electricity used, the bigger the pipe, electrical capacity, required. So, throttling peak loads will keep energy delivery more cost-efficient, said Reeder. Although rare, BC Hydro allows consumers with separate electric car charging meters to opt in only for their vehicle. A two-meter setup is not common today, said Reeder. While a second meter itself doesn't cost much, the retrofit costs to install it into an existing dwelling can often be expensive. That said, going forward, this could become a more common setup in newer homes. And for existing homes, there are technology solutions under development that would allow EV consumption to be on TOU and the home consumption not on TOU, even with only 1 meter. So, over time, we expect the EV on TOU and home not on TOU setup will become common for customers, stated Reader via email. Furthermore, BC Hydro is expected to propose new rates for public electric vehicle fast charging stations by June 30. BC Hydro says allowing customers this option will align its rate policy with a growing number of jurisdictions in North America, including Hydro One in Ontario, which charges off-peak rates of 7.4 cents per kilowatt-hour and on-peak rates of 15.10 cents per kilowatt-hour. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.